Thank you, guys. That was amazing. How's it feel being up there? You like that?
Yeah, we like it pretty
good. Yeah, yeah. This will be.
Sound?
This sounded great. This is the last Sunday that they'll be playing for a while. They're going to take a little break for a few months this summer, and so we just applaud what you guys have done this year. Wow, you've grown and you've sounded better. Sounds so much better, and it's just amazing what you guys have done in the last two or three years. So, thank you so very much, Sharon, for your leadership. Appreciate it. One thing before I begin, that I remember I made a joke about me not understanding my wife. Remember that in the announcements? And then I totally forgot to even say what she had mentioned.
So we know how well you listen.
Yeah. Or how long my memory is, maybe.
You're too young.
She wanted to say that in the bulletin it says that there's youth tonight. I mean, because of Memorial Day weekend, there is no youth tonight. So anyone who has youth, or if they're not here or whatever, if you're a grandparent, maybe the family's not here, make sure that you let them know, no youth tonight. Enjoy your families and be together in that way. Circle D is when? Is on the 10th, rather than the 3rd. Okay. So did you get that, Circle D, folks? On the 10th and not the 3rd. All right. Our scripture for this morning is taken from John chapter 14. Now tell me, where is the Gospel of John in your Bibles? In the New Testament. That's right. So the New Testament begins with what? And then? And then? And finally? That's right. Gospel of John. We'll turn to chapter 14. Now, the New Testament is in the back of your Bible, if you're not familiar with your Bible. And for the rest of us, I hope you brought your Bible, or at least get the Bible out of the pew this morning. John chapter 14, beginning with verse 15. Once you find that, would you please close the Bible on your finger and stand with me? Raise those Bibles high above your head, and let's say the Bible pledge this morning loud and proud, all right? This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read John chapter 14, verses 15 through 17. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.